The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we are listening to a true crime show. It's called Deceived, and the kind of subtitle is Deceived the Moo Years, which reminds me of my first marriage, but that's a whole other story. Here is the description from our good friends in Apple Podcast. Deceived the Moo Years is the true story of one young man's compelling, at times terrifying, former involvement with the martial arts cult Chung Mu Kwan. Based on a soon-to-be-published memoir, Deceived, A Journey into Darkness, author and producer Russell Johnson's 12-week podcast combines a narrative and witness interviews with martial artists, mind control experts, and former victims of the Chung Mu Kwan. If you like Deceived podcasts, please share with your friends. Follow us on iTunes. For the record, it's Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Twitter. Please write us a positive review. Okay, a lot of hard work was done to be able to tell this story. Thanks. Well, first of all, you're not going to guilt people into good reviews. Hey, I put a lot of work into this. Well, yeah, but if it sucks, it sucks. I mean, you know, that's kind of a weird thing. And also, SoundCloud is a music service that does podcasting poorly. I would move away from them. You can import your show over into Libsyn. That's Libsyn.com. You can get an actual free month using the coupon code SOPFREE. All one word, SOPFREE. And we're going to listen to episode one. It goes a little something like this.
Hello, I'm Charles Hubble, your host and narrator for our podcast series, Deceived, the Moo Years. Deceived, the Moo Years is the true story of one young man's compelling, at times terrifying, former involvement with the martial arts cult Chung Mu Kwan. Based on his soon-to-be-published memoir titled Deceived, A Journey into Darkness, author-producer Russell Johnson's 12-week podcast combines a powerful narrative and witness interviews with martial artists, mind control experts, and former victims of the Chung Mu Kwan.
All right.
The podcast will also be narrated in Korean, and Korean members of our production team will be available to add cultural insight as we consider each week who was John C. Kim. This podcast is not anti-martial arts. In fact, professional martial artists will discuss how to identify a good school from a bad one.
Good production.
The following story you are about to hear is true. It took place between 1980 and 1996. Most of the names have been changed. There are other versions of the story. My name is Russell Johnson, and this one is mine.
Deceived, the Moo Years, Episode 1.
Some believe he was the greatest martial arts master that ever lived. Faster and more powerful than Bruce Lee, more feared than Chuck Norris. To his followers, he had supernatural powers. Some said he could levitate and walk up the sides of buildings. To others, he appeared as a demon beast that haunted their dreams. On Deceived, we will peel away the mystery of a Korean immigrant who rose from being a janitor to running a martial arts school empire.
Okay, let's get to it.
This is the true story of the notorious martial art cult known as Chung Mu Kwan.
Got
its powerful leader, Master John C. Kim, and one of the few men who would dare to oppose him.
Got it.
In my wildest imagination, I could have never believed that I would be one of the people to take a stance against John C. Kim and the Chung Mu Kwan organization. A series of seemingly unrelated events occurred. I guess you could call it fate. Or destiny. Some would say that things happen for a reason, and this is one of those stories.
In 1996, John C. Kim was the target of one of the largest tax fraud cases ever prosecuted in the state of Illinois. The U.S. government would go after him as it had the infamous gangster Al Capone, not for crimes his organization had allegedly committed, but for tax evasion. During a multi-state federal raid on the Chung Moo Kwan schools, an envelope was found containing a prayer note from Kim. He asked to become one of the 10 richest men in America. His goal was to make $10 million in 10 years. But now, after nearly 3 months, the trial was over and federal prosecutors had flung the curtain wide open on the man hiding behind it.
The story of John C. Kim reminded me of the Wizard of Oz. When the government flung the curtain wide open on him, they exposed him as a coward, a humbug of a man, a real con artist.
Now Kim appeared as just a mere mortal. Weeping as he was about to be sentenced, he apologized to the court and to Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter Pam Zekman, who was believed to be on a list of targets his organization plotted to kill. In 1989, Zekman had been a reporter for Chicago CBS affiliate WBBM. With anchors Bill Curtis, now famous for A&E investigative reports, and future NBC nightly news anchor Lester Holt, Zekman exposed the Chung Moo Kwan martial arts schools as a front for a cult.
Cults are becoming more difficult to detect because they often mask their identity behind a legitimate business or service. Channel 2's investigative team has found such a group, a national chain of martial arts schools, some of which have used mind control techniques to intimidate and exploit believers. They teach a martial art called Chung Moo Kwan. Pam Zekman reports on the cult and the con.
Kim stated he meant no harm, yet multiple witnesses had testified about this man whom the prosecutor could only describe as evil.
Pam Zekman broke the story. She's here now with surprising new information about what really motivated John C. Kim. Pam?
Lester, this is no ordinary tax cheating scheme. We've learned today the government hopes to prove that John C. Kim, the so-called cult leader, was motivated by more than money. One government witness will testify that Kim wanted to strike out at the U.S. government and the American people.
All right, here's the thing. If I hit stop here, do I want to keep on listening? And the answer is, yeah, I do. Part of it is, this is a true story. This isn't something that somebody made up. That's, for me, hence the phrase true crime. I like that. I like the fact that you've got Lester Holt involved or whatever that guy's name is from NBC. So this was a real story, and I love the fact that it's like this is my version of this story. The production is great. I'm glad that you guys aren't throwing in ooh-ah-ooh-ah music every 10 seconds, and it's more of just a narrative style. I like that. My question would be, why are you doing this podcast? Because if the thing is to get the word out and maybe get sponsorships, nobody is going to sponsor a show hosted on SoundCloud. Their numbers are completely unreliable. And if you don't believe me, Google the phrase buy SoundCloud plays and you'll see why no sponsor would ever put their money on a SoundCloud podcast. That would be my only thing is, why are you doing this and why are you using SoundCloud? The other thing. Now, if I want to get, I'm going to go beyond super duper picky because I had to strain to hear this. So this is not something to worry about, but it is something I noticed, but that's because I'm listening through the ears of a podcast and I had to strain to hear it. Your narrator, the guy that's narrating has a buzz. He has a hum when he's talking and you guys do a good job of using a noise gate to turn it off, but he's definitely got a when he's not talking. Not a huge deal. I was like, wait a minute, huh? And it's because everybody else sounds great. And he sounds great as well. His voice is great. But I was kind of like, really? The narrator has an audio issue. So, but again, I had to really strain to hear that. So the average person right now is going, wait, there was a what? And they're hitting rewind. So all in all, I like this. The website Deceived Podcast is there. And again, I would love to know what the why is here, unless it's just getting out the word. I normally don't look at your website on this podcast. I'm just listening to the first few minutes. If you want a full review of your website, of your full podcast, of your flow, of your goal and how your goal ties into your podcast, everything like that, it's myself who, again, I have 15 years in podcasting, and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson, better known as the Podcast Talent Coach, and we go over your entire podcast. You can do that at podcastreviewshow.com. So thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. And until we meet again, remember to always enjoy your ride.